Dave did Dave's World yesterday and shocked us with some ways to avoid animals we would never encounter.
Well, yeah, so a shark attack, the standard one is punch him in the nose. No, don't punch a shark in the nose. Go for the gills or the eyes. That's the one.
It was the bear one. The bear ones weren't quite correct, according to a Dave's World fan.
Yeah,
that's
an unpopular
opinion.
So my bear advice was that you just simply look away from the bear and back away slowly rather than playing dead on the ground. And I got an email from Ken Harney in Dublin to Dave Has No Friends, todayfm.com, to educate the lot of us on the proper way to react when a bear attacks. Ken, how are you?
Not too bad now at all.
So where did I go wrong?
So I suppose it wasn't that your advice was incorrect, it was more incomplete.
Right, okay.
And it's not a one size fits all when it comes to bear encounters. There's there's loads of scenarios to be aware of, I suppose.
Well, my advice was that the playing dead thing is not really the way to go. That what you're supposed to do is back away slowly while maintaining eye contact.
Yeah, and that is correct in one particular scenario. And basically if you're walking through the woods or whatever and you encounter a bear, and you startle them, for the most part the bear will most likely just run away. You know, bears are typically more afraid of people than we are of them.
Right.
But if you startle a bear and say the bear has cubs or has food or whatever and they want to protect that, the bear will typically do what's known as a bluff charge. And that basically means that the bear will run straight at you and, you know, in an effort to scare you away. So in that scenario, what you should do is basically stand your ground and don't move. sounds crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
But basically stand your ground and don't move. And when the bear breaks, you know, when the bear stops, that's when you do your advice, Dave, is basically back away slowly, don't make eye contact, speak in a low tone and just basically back away from the bear, and the bear will you know, go on about its business.
Well, when you say speak in a low tone, should you be saying anything in particular? Like, what bear language should we be using?
Well, yeah, so it's just recommended that you talk to, say, like, whoa bear, like, so just talk slowly, basically, you know.
So you're walking through the forest, you happen upon a giant bear, it runs at you, and you just really calmly just say, Whoa, bear.
Yeah, make sure he hears you.
Yeah, okay. How do you know all this?
Basically, well, in 2012, I worked for a Canadian mining company. In 2012, they brought me over there to work for a few months. And my wife came with me, so we've spent a lot of time, you know, out hiking and camping and that. And we basically educated ourselves on what to do if you encounter a bear, because if you're over there and you're out in the wild, the chance of encountering a bear is pretty high, you know. So the biggest problem is over there, you know, a lot of people go over and don't really know what to do when they encounter a bear, and, you know, they do the wrong thing, and it obviously has bad consequences. So, you know, knowing what to do or the most likely scenarios and what to do in those scenarios is actually really important. So,
and did you ever encounter a bear when you were hiking?
Not encountered in a bad way. Had plenty of sightings of bears, but none that, you know, had any kind of consequences. So that's all loads of bears over there.
Do you think you would have been able to do, like, maintain that calm demeanor and back away and go, whoa, bear, if you had done that?
I would hope so. I think you would. I think if you know what to do and you can keep calm, you have no choice, like, because if the bear runs at you, I suppose it's like any wild animal, you know, their behavior is, you know, they could do anything, but, you know, what's being taught or what's out there is the typical behaviors of the bears and what you should do. But if the bear runs at you and doesn't stop, and does actually make contact with you, what you should do in that scenario is
call Ken and say, what the hell did you give me that info for? He's mauling my face.
No, that's what you have to protect yourself from. And if you, in that case, if the bear does actually make contact with you, what you need to do is actually lie down and play dead. And, you know, like, make sure you stay face down, clasp your hands behind the back of your neck, and make sure you stay face down, and hopefully if you have a backpack around on your back, that hopefully will protect your back. And just don't scream, don't shout, And when the bear realizes that you're not a threat, and you're not going to, you know, you're not threatening whatever it is that they're protecting,
yeah,
the bear will leave you alone.
I don't know. I just can't imagine, like, you know, a 50-stone giant grizzly running at me, and I'm just going to go, now, remember, Ken said, I'm just going to go, run as fast as I can the other way.
Well, I suppose all you need to do is, you never outrun a bear, that's the thing to remember, but if you're with somebody, I suppose all you need to do is outrun them.
Now, that's solid advice. Dermot, come back, Dermot!
I'll carry a backpack full of honey that you can throw at the bear as you run away. Next you're going to tell us they don't eat honey.
Not sure about that one.
Yeah.
But there's also another like scenario which is considerably, you know, potentially worse, I suppose, and that's if you are actually being stalked by a bear, if the bear is, you know, is stalking
like on
you
Facebook.
And, yeah.
Creeping on your Instagram.
But if they see you and see you as dinner, it's you know, potentially bad news for you. So if people are out in the wild where bears are, like, they should have a couple of things with them, and that's one is bear bangers, and they're basically, you know, loud noise to try and frighten the bear away, and the other thing is bear spray, which you can use if the bear does get too close. But if you think a bear is actually, you know, coming after you and is actually stalking you and is getting closer and closer, you need to basically use your bear bangers to try and scare them away.
These are not sausages, we must point out.
No. I don't think sausages do much good for you, no.
Fry him up some sausages.
Fry him some Denny's.
He looks hungry.
It might work, actually. All right, Ken, thanks a million.
No problem. Thanks, lad. Thanks for the call.
Cheers. Talk to you later.
Bye.
It's Ken Harney there from Dublin who emailed davehasnofriends@todayfm.com. And
that is you schooled.
Yeah.
On the subject of bears.
It is. It definitely is.